Farm labor reform remains a hot topic in the ag industry. CJ Miller reports how many in the meat and poultry process industry are asking lawmakers to be included as part of the next revision of the H-2A program.
If we could improve H-2A, and we've long argued that we would like to be part of H-2A in the meat and poultry processing sector, that would help a lot in alleviating across the harvest part of meat and poultry production.
And that's Juliana Potts, president and CEO of the Meat Institute. She says consumers only need to look back 5 years ago during the pandemic as an example of what happens when meat processing facilities are short of workers. She says that during the pandemic, productivity decreased by as much as 50%. And while many new technologies have great potential for the meat and poultry processing sector, she says that automation is not entirely the answer.
But it is not going to solve the problem comprehensively. We need immigration reform. We need a steady, stable, legal workforce. And no amount of automation is going to take that place. People working in our plants will be repurposed. They won't lose their jobs because of automation.
Potts adds that as new technology, including automation, is incorporated into the meat and poultry processing industry, there will be plenty of places where human workers will still be needed. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.